Today, underwater Florida is just as large as the emerged landmass that is exposed to air. But it is difficult to explore and navigate underwater Florida because research vessels are very expensive and very slow. They travel at roughly 10 knots, or maybe 12 miles an hour, unlike driving on the interstates of Florida at 70 miles per hour. It is comparatively much easier for geologists to study the subaerially exposed state of Florida than the submerged portion. Another challenge when exploring submerged Florida is that one is limited to working during good weather. You cannot be at sea on a research vessel during hurricanes or storms or among large waves. We are very restricted by the cost, weather, expensive equipment, and underwater terrain. The seafloor is well beneath the hull of the ship. We just cannot go touch it and sample it. We need submersibles and divers, or we must deploy the appropriate instrumentation.